This is Econ 919, your weekly look at how the peninsula works. I'm Hunter Morrison.
My kids are going to love these.
They are.
With a $5 bill in hand, a young mom approaches a store countertop with two children's coloring books. Soldatna's Joni Stevens is waiting for them at the cash register.
Did you see the colored pencils?
I did not.
Stevens walks across the store, past shelves of books and knickknacks, and grabs a box of erasable colored pencils. She rings up almost all of the customer's items, but doesn't charge for the small box of Crayola pencils. Stevens can do that because she's the owner of Clark's Corner, a new thrift store in Soldatna. The former pawn shop is across the street from Save You More off of Kalifornsky Beach Road. Stevens bought the business last month and opened Clark's Corner a few weeks ago.
I just went in full force and said, if it works, it works. And if it doesn't, at least I tried. And that's what my kids needed to know, that you don't get to say no, you have to try.
Stevens says achieving her dream of being a small business owner is meaningful, especially this year. The mom of four kids underwent brain surgery in January for a type of epilepsy that's caused seizures since her diagnosis almost 10 years ago. Ahead of the operation, Stevens feared she might not wake up. But she did, and her dream was top of mind.
So I took the plunge. If I've been given this second chance at life, I have to do it. So that's what I decided to do. Just go around every obstacle until I found where I needed to be.
Her initial stock of merchandise came from a collection donated by family, from gently used clothes to DVDs to household decor. The store takes its name from Stephen's uncle, Clark. It also has a small section of free items. Everything for sale in the store was donated by local residents. That's a perk for Stevens, who says interacting with the community is her favorite part of the job.
The business is just me talking to people. And they come in, they learn my story, they buy some stuff, they leave happy with smiles.
Stevens isn't trying to compete with other thrift stores in the area. In fact, she encourages customers to shop around. That's because those other stores helped Clark's Corner get started.
I'm just one place that gives people an extra place to go that's a little fun, a little bit of a treasure. Just one extra thing for our town to do because we don't have a lot.
Although the store just opened, Stevens is already looking to expand. There's a vacant space upstairs, which she'd like to turn into a low-cost consignment dress shop for children. Stevens says this could save parents a trip to Anchorage. Aside from making sales, Stevens hopes Clark's Corner will promote epilepsy awareness. A few epilepsy awareness banners hang on the walls, and her hair is dyed purple, the color of epilepsy awareness. Since opening day, Stevens says she's succeeded in creating that dialogue. Customers have shared with her stories about their own struggles with epilepsy.
I want people to know they're not alone, and they can come here and say, hey, this is how I feel, and I'm like, I got you, I felt that, this is what you do.
Clark's Corner is open Tuesday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. They're closed Mondays. That's it for Econ 919. Tune in every Friday at 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. I'm Hunter Morrison. Have a great weekend.